is for What's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting the Islamic State is claiming responsibility for Wednesday's twin attacks in Tehran that targeted Iran's parliament building and a mausoleum of the late Ayatollah Khomeini. At least 13 people killed, dozens wounded. Nima Shabani was among the shrine visitors at the time of the attack. He said when the conflict began with security personnel, the assailants ran away, but two, a man and a woman, killed themselves when they detonated suicide belts. Iran's Revolutionary Guard has blamed Saudi Arabia, a charge Riyadh denied. Indiana University analyst Hussein Banai called it a rare attack from a group outside the country and was surprised by the quick claim of responsibility.
To have the kind of claim of responsibility be also broadcast over the internet so soon after the fact, it just seemed to, in fact, be a very spectacular exception to what has been, for Iran, a kind of a long peace since that first turbulent decade of the revolution.
President Donald Trump Wednesday said the U.S. grieves and prays for the innocent victims, but added that states that sponsor terrorism risk falling victim to the evil they promote. British voters are heading to the polls Thursday in a snap election called back in April by Conservative Prime Minister Theresa May.
This is important because this election is not just about the next 5 years. It's about setting this country on the right course for generations to come.
The Prime Minister hopes to improve her party's 17-seat majority ahead of what's are expected to be difficult Brexit negotiations with the European Union. A Cameroonian military court has thrown out a request for bail for three English-speaking activists who could face the death penalty for taking part in a protest against the government of President Paul Biya. The case highlights divisions in the country between the majority French speakers and small Anglophone populations.